I stand before you today not to review the statistics and stereotypes that are portrayed to shackle our hopes and beliefs as a people, but rather challenge us to stand tall and be leaders of change for our people. Disproportionately, the propaganda of statistics and perception presented through the mediums of television only serves to gag our wealth as a people to aspire. Ladies and gentlemen, adjudicators, our people are our wealth. I stand here today supported by my whānau, my kura, and an ancestry to dare to dream. Whilst my dreams might engage the whims and fancies of a teenage girl, you know, the phone, the hair, the likes, I am accorded a deeper sense of responsibility, an undertaking that has emerged from an understanding of who I am. A proud descendant of Ngāti Raukaua, I am blessed with a rich ancestry that affords me the liberty to believe, to dare, and take on new challenges. Like my illustrious ancestor, Mōtai Tangatarau, the manner of my leadership is important to ensure that it is carried in a manner of humility. My name is Shea Wetehira. Shea, a name that was pleasing to the ears of my parents. Wetehira, my ancestral name that connects me to my people and the enormous wealth that this bestows me. With this liberty, I challenge you all not to be contained like our precious taonga, shelved in museums that house our past. Whilst it's important to recognize the deeds of our tupuna, it is vital that we appreciate the wealth of our mokopuna who carry the hopes of this generation. The wealth of our people is only recognized when our minds are not impoverished by the shadows cast by those who wish to curtail our wealth as a people. The ascent to the peaks and valleys of our mountains attributes us a platform of enablement, which allows us to view new horizons and dare ourselves to dream of new beginnings. We descend from an ancestry which offers us the wisdom of some of our people's greatest minds. The indelible teachings of Mai Karawa Whatarangi Winiata encourages us to hold fast to our traditions, but to also further ourselves with the tools and teachings of others. We come from an ancestry of perseverance and mana, the wealth of our people to adapt, create, and evolve. New worlds and new challenges have not halted our progress, but rather our capacity and audacity to endure and excel against the tyranny of regulatory oppression is a testament of our enormous wealth. Rangatahi mā, we are the new majority. We can evoke change as a people and for our people. Firstly, we must believe we have the capacity. How we are defined and perceived starts with our own perceptions and beliefs. Our rangatiratanga, to design and evolve our own systems of being, free from the imposed social constructs that imprison our minds to a slavery of dependence. Secondly, we need to plan for success. A dream without a plan will falter at the very first obstacle. A plan that works to unify our collective wealth for a purpose far greater than self. And lastly, at the forefront of our being should be our Māoritanga. As a people, we are distinguished by our language, customs, and traditions. Furthermore, our Māoritanga, the history of our people, determines our capacity to dream, design, and deliver. We need to mobilize our voices in a harmony that not only sings in unison, but echoes from our heart. As a people, there is no problem we cannot solve. Our collective wealth as a people is powerful beyond measure. premised on an education of understanding and aspiration to uplift our people. An education that does not herd us through the corridors of shame, but rather entices us on a journey of open-mindedness and belief in our wealth as a people. I stand here today to state that our people are our wealth. This reflects the same attitude of a people who traverse the Pacific Ocean to an unknown destination. An attitude that bravely stood in the face of adversity when it was proclaimed that Māori were a dying race. To those who march with Whenakupa in a unified voice for the rights of our people. To this generation, the leaders of tomorrow, our destiny is in our hands if our minds believe that our wealth is in fact our people. Kia ora.